This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In California, marijuana has become the recreational chemical of choice among teens. However, at a national level, alcohol still ranks number one. It's hard in some communities, in fact, nearly impossible, for teens to purchase alcohol. Local and state governments have taken teen drinking extremely seriously. Health departments use secret teen shoppers in sting operations to catch retail establishments that put profit above health. And these establishments are then heavily fined or even closed. The same sting operations are used to identify retailers who sell cigarettes to teens. So where then are the teens getting their alcohol? As my patient Dwight recently explained to me, my parents, duh. Well, Dwight, you're right. Research confirms that a sizable minority of parents do allow their early adolescent children to drink alcohol, and many buy it for them. Their belief is that it's better to have them drunk at home where they can be supervised than elsewhere where they can get in trouble or get in the car of a drunk friend. A recent study in the Journal of Adolescent Health examined how often 10,000 parents allowed 14-year-olds to drink. Well, it turns out that 1 in 5 parents allowed their 14-year-olds to drink. Those who were white, employed, more educated, and themselves drank alcohol were more likely to permit early adolescent drinking. What made no difference was the sex of the child, whether the child lived in a 1 or 2-parent home, or how much alcohol the parents actually drank. We often talk about health disparities, and often those from lower socioeconomic communities fare far worse. But when it comes to alcohol, wealthier, cocktail-consuming parents were more likely to allow their kids to drink at home, which is a well-known risk factor for early initiation of long-term drinking, heavier use of alcohol, and other problem behaviors and academic performance. Perhaps it is time for parents to rethink the wisdom of being cool parents and recognize early drinking for the risk that it is. The federal government, in its blindness and short-sightedness, does not allow research to be done on any aspect of marijuana. However, the same patterns and probability are probably true for the early initiation of marijuana. It is far more likely to lead to later and heavier use and to academic difficulties. It is important for families and schools to recognize that often early substance abuse of any type is a flag that maybe other social or mental health problems need attending to. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.